Now, a radio show dedicated to the genius of the Declaration of Divine Right, constitutionally preserved by our forefathers. The right to protect yourself and your loved ones from force, aggression, crime, and the tyranny of an overbearing, power-hungry government class. The right to bear arms, guaranteed in the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. The greatest and most enduring blueprint for governance ever devised by man. This amendment enshrines the proposition that the right to keep and bear arms devolves upon us from God and not government. Now, the Second Amendment Radio Show with your hosts, Bill Robinson and Ralph Esposito.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Second Amendment Show. This is your host, Ralph Esposito. Our co-host, Bill Robinson, is on special triple secret assignment somewhere in the United States borders.
Double probation secret.
Absolutely.
Maybe so, triple. Might be. Who knows?
They can't drag it out of us with torture even. However, well, yes, they probably could. We also have Gary Stout here filling in. Gary, how are you?
Very good.
And you are a sort of our
pinch hitter, utility infielder, whatever you want to call
me. There you go, our pinch hitter.
Executive producer.
There we go. And, of course, Doc nimbly at the controls, making us sound like this is an actual radio show and not a tin can with a string.
Hello. Hello.
All right. I'd like to thank the Nutcracker. The Nutcracker is a great place for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They're 2159 Empire Boulevard. That's towards Webster. And you can give them a call at 585-671-4353, 671-4353. They have a private party room, adult beverages, great, great homemade soups. You will not be disappointed. So stop on into the Nutcracker.
That's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, folks.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, we got some all sorts of good stuff. We've got the wackos are out. They've been out for a while. I think they're so afraid. They're trying to pile everything that they can on us.
As we record this show on Monday morning, we had, six murders.
Is that all?
Yeah, multiple incidents, of course.
Since Friday night, I believe.
Yeah. The most recent of which was this morning when some guy over at East Main there, Winton Towers, got into a fight. 71-year-old gets into an argument with his neighbor in the, in the public room in this, where everybody gets together and puts together crossword, jigsaw puzzles and whatnot, and stabs the guy, gets into an argument.
Oh, how lovely!
The 71-year-old stabs a 68-year-old.
I love it because they're trying to make the High Falls like a state park or something, and you see all the little comments because I was following them on Facebook. Oh, what a wonderful thing. And then half the other people are saying, yeah, it's Rochester. Who's going to come because of, maybe they should put the money into the police force. And you have, oh, you're so negative.
Have you been in that? You want to talk negative? Have you walked through downtown Rochester lately? It's a freaking moonscape.
As much as possible.
Most people do. I won't go anywhere near the city.
The sad thing is I remember when I was a kid, we used to go downtown, shop at the Wegmans there.
Absolutely.
The Woolworths. In the mall we had, there were Sibley's, of course. In the mall they had Macy's. That beautiful clock, the international clock.
Clock of the Nations.
And, it was nice. And then Christmas time.
People came
really
from
nice
hundreds of miles to just see it, to walk around and gawk at it.
I mean, it was very nice. I remember we put the totem pole up, and it all just fell down when the Democrats started taking over, everything started sliding slowly downhill, and it was just sad. I remember at least 10 years ago, probably about 15 years ago, we took the kids. It was one of the last times that they had the monorail and the Santa there.
Mm-hmm.
And just so sad.
Well, it really started to fall apart when, here we go, history repeating itself once again, when the high school kids started hanging out in the mall after school. They started coming through in gangs.
Yes.
And started intimidating the shoppers. And then they started with the shoplifting. Sound familiar, folks? all the that was when Wegmans beat a hasty retreat, and all the a lot of the major stores just said, you know, that we don't need this, and it just started to fall apart. And there, the Midtown Holdings people, the private owners, you know, the Sibley's and B. Foreman folks and McFarland's and all those department stores that invested, they tried to increase security, and they got sued. You know, these leftists sued them and said that they couldn't restrict access because
it's racist.
Well, that's exactly it. It was a quasi-public space, so they were not allowed to limit the access to the place.
Well, they've ended up with a system that now entraps young kids into a life of crime, and they've just replenished the ranks all the time. You know, it's one of our guests wants to talk about that, the criminal protection reform that has resulted in this just getting worse and worse. You know, it's bad enough when they're shoplifting, but then they lift a boost in cars at gunpoint, and it ends up in a very bad place eventually, and we're there.
Instead you can't afford police, insurance. They're putting we need a National Guard. Down in New York City, they're putting National Guard in the subways because people are getting
unarmed.
Unarmed National Guard.
How effective is that going to be?
Obama
said
he
wanted. Well, it's also not in every station, so they're just shifting the crime to the other stations.
He said Obama said he wanted to have a national police force in addition to what we already had, and now you see we're getting used. People used to seeing the National Guard down in. Doing security in the country, and the police departments themselves have been hamstrung with all of the raise the bail or raise the age, the no bail laws.
That and their recruitment is low. I mean, Rochester's down how many officers?
Oh, 60, 70 minimally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and New York City is the same, and
across the country, it's the same.
You know, as far as the National Guard, that's going to wear thin on the National Guard because they're not being paid anywhere near their civilian jobs, and they've got families and other things.
Right.
So you think they're going to re-enlist? I don't think so.
We had Sheriff Todd Baxter in here last week talking. He said, I'm quoting him here, paraphrasing him. It's pretty close to a quote. Who wants to be a cop these days?
Sure.
Yeah.
The media's down on you, politicians are down on you, the social mores are down on you. This is a gift from Barack Obama, from the first Barack Obama administration, the first 4 years, when you had that Cambridge situation, the Professor Gates breaking into his own house, and Obama just goes on national media and says he was behaving stupidly, and you had Ferguson, and on and on. So that's the legacy of Barack Obama. Thanks very much.
And it's only that little seed that needs to be planted because, it didn't seem like a lot at the time, but that grew. And now it's growing into a pretty nasty weed that is invasive everywhere.
Well, it was the first step in his transformation of America. He just didn't tell us what he was going to transform it into, and now we know that it was going to be a tyranny, and we're seeing evidence of that all around.
And it continues today, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
This is the third term of Barack Obama that we're witnessing right now. Anyway, we are going to take a quick break here and be back with more. We're going to have Dan Wass. We're going to be talking about new gun range laws. What do you got there, Ralphie?
I'd just like to mention the Fairport Village Barber. He's at 36 North Main Street. Spend 15. Look like a million. Give him a call, 585-388-0141. That's 388-0141. Folks, you won't be disappointed, and he's looking forward to your call.
WYSL 92.1 FM, 95.5 FM West, the newly 27,000 watt AM 1040, and always online at WYSL1040.com. We'll be back. Rock on.
Harley-Davidson and Rock On Power Sports, West Henrietta Road. Shop the greatest selection of legendary Harleys and save big on a wide array of used bikes. And Rock On Power Sports has rides from Honda, Kawasaki, and Yamaha. Rock On has a helpful staff to save you big money. The Rock On Service Department has expert technicians and a great supply of parts to get and keep you on two wheels. WYSL listeners get $500 off used motorcycles while supplies last. Rock On has side-by-sides, ATVs, and jet boats, too. Anything that's fun and goes fast. On and off-road and on the water, shop the all-new Rock On first. Rock On Harley-Davidson and Rock On Motorsports, 2600 West Henrietta Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Call 424-2120. Visit rockonharleydavidson.com.
Safeguarding your freedoms and your future. The WYSL stations.
Hey, Mr. Private Citizen. Do you think that not voting protects your privacy? The government is already listening to your phone calls, monitoring your purchases, reading your emails, tracking your movements. Elections have consequences. If you don't vote, you give up your constitutional rights, including your Second Amendment rights. Not voting is a vote for no guns. This message brought to you by MonroeCountyScope.com.
Proudly sponsoring the Second Amendment Show on WYSL, Turnbull Manufacturing Company, not only performing faithful, accurate restoration of vintage firearms, now Turnbull is a federally licensed manufacturer of new firearms, including our own line of Colt-style single-action revolvers and Winchester-style rifles. Our expert gunsmiths hand-fit our firearms using period-correct finishes. New or restored, a firearm from Turnbull is one you'll be proud to own, display, and use. Visit our beautiful showroom on 5 and 20 in Bloomfield. Open weekdays 8 to 4:30. Check TurnbullMFG.com.
Unexpected noise rumbles downstairs in the middle of the night. Your heart races as you tiptoe in the dark and see a flashlight beam scanning the walls of your home. That's when you're glad your gun has a LaserMax sight. Everything changes when a pulsating green or red dot paints the chest of an intruder. And a featherweight, dependable LaserMax laser sight on your gun greatly assists in target acquisition and accurate firing in stressful situations. LaserMax, the green or red lights that both mean stop. New shooters learn sight picture and trigger control much faster with a LaserMax sight. Available for all popular guns for guide rod, accessory rail, side plate, or frame mounting. Made locally, LaserMax, the choice of law enforcement professionals. LaserMax. When a second shot isn't an option, visit LaserMax.com.
WYSL.
Avon Gun and Hunting Supply, a locally owned and operated gun shop here for your hunting needs. With changes in New York State laws, they'll work with you to fulfill your needs. Open from 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday, Avon Gun, East Main Street, next to Tompkins Community Bank.
This is Second Amendment Radio, locked and loaded on WYSL.
AM 1040, FM 92.1, and FM 95.5 West.
We are back in here, and Dan Wass has, I don't know, he's MIA. I spoke with him half an hour ago, and he knew he was going to be on the radio this morning, but hopefully he'll call in. Ralph and Gary, thanks for filling in here. Bill Robinson not with us this week. He's on a secret mission, but we do have Ralph Esposito back amongst us.
Absolutely.
And executive producer Gary Stout. Yeah, we were talking about election procedures and election reform off air before we went on, Gary. It might be kind of up. Oh, wait a minute. We may have. Let me see if we. You guys talk among yourselves for a brief moment.
Yeah, here in New York State's election reform is you can only have 10 ballots with you to stuff in. You can't do a whole. Well,
it's tough to carry a lot more than that at a time.
Yeah, just 10.
You're probably right. Do we have Mike?
No. Should
well, it's not Mike. It's Dan. Dan, can you hear us?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh, boy, we got a really noisy line here. Why don't you try, can you try calling us back again?
Sure.
All right, sorry about that. Yeah, it's really crackly.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's the FBI listening in on us.
Yep, good very much. Well,
I don't know why they would want to. They
would
just
you be surprised?
Show.
Yikes. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, it's a little chaotic. Boy, this has been a chaotic month. We had a power failure on the show, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, Monday mornings have been a little rough here.
Yeah, really. We had the boat dealer down the corner while we were recording the program, backed a float boat into a power pole.
Oops, oh, jeez.
Let's see what we got, Dan, here. Okay. Doing this live on the air. All I've got is that's weird, a busy signal.
A busy signal.
Dan, are you there? Yeah, that's good. Hang on, we're going to transfer you over here on the magic box. Stand by.
Dan!
Wait, no, not yet. Give me a minute. And see if we can get this to work. Oh, Dan, you sound pristine.
Oh, good. Okay. That's what I'm going for.
Boy, I don't know what's going on. The phone, we had a power failure. Somebody backed a boat into a power pole a couple weeks ago. So we did the show on the generator and phone fun today. So, Dan Wass, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I, as it turns out, I'm somewhat of a Second Amendment advocate, and it was an interesting story. I would never thought that I'd be here right now, but I do a lot of writing for different publications like Ammo Land and Bearing Arms, a bunch of publications. I have a book series called Good Gun, Bad Guy. It's a three book series. I'm a spokesperson for Gun Owners of America at the national level. We do a series of videos called Bullet Points with Dan Wass. And I run around the country doing a lot of the big national conferences, Second Amendment conferences, like Gun Owners Policy or Gun Rights Policy Conference. And I did Rock the Red with Roger Stone and Lara Trump and Mike Lindell and so a bunch of that stuff, too. So and tons of radio, tons of TV. I was just on Ted Nugent's show. So a lot of Second Amendment advocacy stuff that I'm working on right now. But primarily New York is where I'm hyper-focused right now because, as usual, New York is shredding our constitutional rights.
Of course. Yeah, and it's just a constant moving target, no pun intended. That's one issue after another. If it's not ammo, it's gun stores. If it's not gun stores, it's gunsmiths. And today you want to cover the waterfront on gun ranges.
Yeah, well, you know, they're trying to push this new requirement in New York State where they're going to require gun ranges to have a minimum of 600 yards by 300 yards for their skeet shooting ranges. That's going to be impossible for a lot of ranges to achieve. And, you know, if you can't buy land, surrounding land, you're not going to be able to do that. But they put in a thing in this new law that's going to say, but if you can't meet that requirement, you can have a suitable backstop that is suitable for skeet shooting, for the skeet shooting ranges. Now, my first question was, you're skeet shooting. How high does this backstop have
exactly
to be?
Exactly. Right.
Your typical 10 to 12 feet backstop is not going to cut it. But they specifically don't give you the height requirements of this new backstop requirement, which scares me because I think what they're probably going to do is come back later and say, oh, well, you don't meet our backstop requirements. That's for the gun ranges that haven't already been put out of business because of this thing. They're calling it the Good Neighbor,
oh,
the Sporting
stop.
Range Good Neighbor Act.
Yeah,
right. And it's all the ridiculous thing about this. It's all built on this fear that lead bullets are somehow contaminating the environment and killing our wildlife, and they have shown us zero proof of that.
Yeah, well, a couple of things about that. First of all, what you've just posited is the very definition of an unconstitutionally vague law. So
yes.
It's like so many of its brethren in the. In the arena of gun control, unconstitutional is all get out. And also, the other thing, other comment I would make here is, last I checked, I think lead is in the periodic table. So it's kind of a...
Yeah,
it comes out of the ground. It's kind of a natural element. So I guess
No, it's a malarkey. That's malarkey.
It's malarkey. Gary Stout, well, you were going to weigh in.
Yeah, it's the same tactic they are using to go after the gun shops that they passed last, 2 years ago now in June. That's the Gazzola lawsuit that is trying to save our gun shops. But if you look at what they did there, they instituted a lot of unnecessary and unattainable for most people regulations, and they can't meet it. So right now they're starting to go around and inspect these gun shops and see what deficiencies they have. And it's things like you got to keep your videotape for 2 years, and there isn't enough storage for that realistically. And there's no reason for it either. If somebody comes in and does something in the store that you got to have film of, you're going to know it within, hours, minutes, seconds, whatever. So it's just a lot of things that they're using. And the other thing is, these are not coming out of New York State legislators. These are coming out of Everytown Law, and Brady and Giffords, and that whole Bloomberg conglomerate of gun grabbers.
They're doing all the shovel work for government.
They're coordinating it all. And the reason you know that is because if you read the laws that are put into place and the regulations in states across the country, they're all basically word for word or very close to the same thing.
Are you suggesting they're in collusion with anti-gun groups that are well-funded by people like George Soros?
I'm not suggesting it. I'm stating it as a fact.
Dan Watts, our guest here on the program. What's the name of your podcast, Dan?
Oh, Loaded Mic. So you can go to loadedmic.com. Loaded Mic, like microphone, like M-I-C, microphone. Loadedmic.com. And it's heavily Second Amendment stuff, but we get into politics of the day. We have some really funny skits. My co-hosts, John Chiare and Anthony Deso, are just incredible. We have a total blast, a lot of fun. It airs 8 p.m. on Ops Lens, which is a big Second Amendment network, and many other networks. But you can also find it at loadedmic.com.
So that's nightly?
No, that's just Thursday nights it airs, but it's after it airs, all the episodes are available on Rumble at loadedmic.com.
Excellent. Very good. So anyway, we were talking about the gun ranges and the ridiculousness of the whole concept of having a backstop, impermeable backstop for skeet shooting is obviously a rule written by somebody who has no idea which end of the gun to hold.
Either that, right? Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Either they really are that stupid when they write these things, or they're setting gun ranges up for failure. So because they specifically, they specifically said the backstops are for the skeet ranges, which made me think. And then they specifically do not give you requirements for those backstops. So it's either a trap or real stupidity.
I don't know which one to believe,
but anyway.
Speaking of using the word trap, what about trap? Why is trap excluded? Why were they just picking on skeet?
Yeah, this one specifically used the word skeet in the descriptions a lot. The skeet field tract. They called it skeet field tract at a shooting range. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'm not exactly sure, but they'll do anything. I mean, I wanted to comment on the gun shop requirements. Now, if correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they also have very specific placement for those cameras. And if you don't meet those placement requirements, that could be a failure. And then there's 18-year-old requirements to even enter a gun shop unless you're with an adult. So I'm envisioning a lot of traps, a lot of people being set up by sending younger people in just to trap them, like they kind of did with alcohol purchases and things like that. So those things scare me.
Yeah, they will use any tactic they can think of or their lawyers can think of. I'm going to go with the it's on purpose, not that they're just that stupid, because like I mentioned before, they're being guided by these lawyers out of Everytown Law, and they're even attacking the the law schools now. They're going after the graduates.
Well, the new graduates of law schools have to have something to do now. When I graduated from law school, this is back in the 80s, American law schools were graduating over 140,000 more, you know, fresh JDs and sending them out into the legal universe that then there would be jobs for. So what happens to those people? Well, they become community activists and they get recruited by the left. And believe me, even back in that era when I was in school, the left was very active in American law schools. I can just imagine what it's like today. Anyway, talking to Dan Wass, Dan, what's the status of this? Is this law now, or is this just a rulemaking proceeding? Or?
No, it's in the process. As far as I know, it's been introduced. The assembly doesn't have a sponsor for it yet, but the Senate does. If I think I'm correct on that. I did talk to Jim Todisco, who is probably one of the only people in our legislature that we can trust. He said that when there is a sponsor in both houses, there will be a little more concern moving forward. So that's where we're at now with it.
The story I heard on it was that it was basically generated by one person who had either purchased or built a house near a range. And he happened to be personal friends with one of the state senators. So that's how the bill originated. One complaint.
I remember back years ago, what's the gun range down there by Genesee Conservation League?
Oh.
And every so often, some of the people that were surrounding them would call the police and they'd hold up a spent bullet. And say, oh, this hit my house. Which, of course, was totally ridiculous. They dug it up or something, and you know, because there was no damage on the side of their house. But they would try to use that to shut it down because they didn't like this or that about the gun club. They were either anti-gun or they didn't like the noise.
The noise problem could be solved easily if New York State would allow law-abiding people to have suppressors. But,
yeah, good luck with that one.
Well, I've said it's a possibility someday, but not in the near future.
In your dreams.
Well, hey.
So there's a range up here near where I live, near Saratoga Springs, and the range has been there forever. And a builder came in and built a neighborhood right next to it. And then all of a sudden, the gun range started getting hit with lawsuits. So, you know, it's like they were there first. You know, you wanted, you realized you couldn't make the profit you needed off your houses, so now you're not happy about it, so you want to sue the gun range out of business. It's typical strategy.
That's just like those idiots who build next to a farm, and the farmer's spreading the manure for fertilizer, and they're like, oh, it stinks. You can't do that. We sort of have to grow the corn and all the other crops.
It's a long line of cases that deal with these kinds of issues. You know, people that build next to railroad tracks, industrial facilities.
Well, they don't need farms. These people don't need farms. They just go to Hannaford or one of the grocery stores to get there.
Right. Wegmans. Yeah. You bet. It's just like all the EV people. They think that electricity comes from walls. But anyway, well, what else you got for us, Dan Wass?
Well, let's see. Gun Owners of America is working on just filed a federal lawsuit in the Northern District of New York challenging the ban on permit restrictions. So what happened, basically, you guys know this, but New York State does not accept any other state's pistol permit. So if you and if you're an out-of-state resident, you can't get one. Or you can't get a New York permit. So what this does is it puts visitors who come to New York State in danger. They can't protect themselves, you know. And so GOA has just filed a lawsuit against the state for that. And we'll see what happens with it. Eric Pratt, who's a friend of mine at Gun Owners of America, he said the Supreme Court has made clear that the right to bear arms extends to the public square, and this right is for all Americans, not just those who are residents of individual states. So, you know, this could be a move toward state-to-state reciprocity, which I think would be an improvement. I don't like the pistol permit idea to begin with, but state-to-state reciprocity would be definitely an improvement. I would prefer constitutional carry across the country, but that's where we're at right now.
We can only hope, but, I mean, it's unfortunately, since New York State lost the Republican-controlled Senate to the Democrats, I have very little, low expectations for the Democrats to pass anything that's remotely either neutral or pro-gun when it comes to firearms.
Well, our governor won't even follow the Supreme Court ruling. She says she's superior to
him. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, we can win in the courts, but at some point we need an enforcement mechanism.
If they don't go by the rulings of the court, what good is it?
Yeah. Well, you know, God complex gets you quite a bit these days. Dan, I think we're out of time right now. We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants today. We want to thank you for being on the show. And if folks have any questions for you and want to know about your various exploits on the web or whatever, where do they go?
They can go to goodgunbadguy.com, goodgunbadguy.com, and they contact me through the website, and I'd be happy to answer any questions or anything that they send me. So goodgunbadguy.com. And, I appreciate you having me on the show. Thanks so much for what you're doing, because New York State definitely needs you.
Thanks very much. Appreciate that. And we'll be back with more here on Second Amendment Radio on the WYSL stations. Without Bill Robinson this week. Oh, wait a minute. I think Ralph's got something he wants to share.
Absolutely. I want to remind everyone about Rosie's Italian Cafe. Rosie's Cafe is at 2133 Five Mile Line Road. That's just south of the Four Corners in Penfield. Folks, great Italian food. You can eat in or take out, and I do suggest calling for reservations because they can get busy. 585-385-5600, 385-5600. Give Rosie's a call. You will not be disappointed.
Only clover, and leaving would be the last thing on my mind if I could turn back the hands of time.
Rock on, Harley-Davidson, and Rock on Power Sports, West Henrietta Road. Shop the greatest selection of legendary Harleys and save big on a wide array of used bikes. And Rock on Power Sports has rides from Honda, Kawasaki, and Yamaha. Rock on has a helpful staff to save you big money. The Rock on Service Department has expert technicians and a great supply of parts to get and keep you on two wheels. WYSL listeners get $500 off used motorcycles while supplies last. Rock On has side-by-sides, ATVs, and jet boats, too. Anything that's fun and goes fast. On and off-road and on the water, shop the all-new Rock On first. Rock On Harley-Davidson and Rock On Motorsports, 2600 West Henrietta Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Call 424-2120. Visit rockonharleydavidson.com.
Bill Frady here. Whenever my ideological bloodlust begins to wane, I listen to Bob Savage on WYSL.
Hey, Mr. Gun Collector. How do you like buying a new rifle now? This is what happens when you don't show up and you don't vote. Elections have consequences. Vote your gun rights and save the Second Amendment. Remember, not voting is a vote for no guns. This message brought to you by MonroeCountyScope.com.
WYSL.
Avon Gun and Hunting Supply, a locally owned and operated gun shop here for your hunting needs. With changes in New York State laws, they'll work with you to fulfill your needs. Open from 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday, Avon Gun, East Main Street, next to Tompkins Community Bank.
You're listening to the Second Amendment Radio Show on WYSL.
We are back in here. By the way, we want to remind everybody to make sure that you register and make sure that you vote and take two or three people with you to the polls this coming election cycle. Gary Stout's got some information for us here in studio on some gun shows coming up. They are not dead. They still exist in New York State.
Yep. They have two of them in 2 weeks. The Niagara Frontier Gun Shows is holding one in King's Catering and Party House. That's Canandaigua, 4031 Route 5 and 20. And it's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday only, May 19th. The other show is in Safe Shoot down in Kingston, New York, if you're in the Hudson Valley. That gun show is May 18th and 19th.
That Hudson Valley's a hot spot for gun rights and for.
Well, they've got a really strong sportsman federation down there, the Ulster County Sportsman Federation.
Yeah, they've really promoted the sport. And
if you haven't been to Safe Shoot, it's a very impressive place. It's a gun shop and a indoor shooting range. They've got meeting rooms, training rooms, restaurant upstairs. Yeah. It really is.
But impressive. They're also right close to New York City, and there's a lot of New York City moving up. So they have a lot of. I think they have probably. A lot of trouble from those people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just like the people who move in next to gun ranges and landfills and what have you. Anyway, we have on the Second Amendment Hotline, we have the president of GOANY, Gun Owners of America in New York, Mike Master Giovanni. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing. We got no bill this week, as you probably know. So it's Ralph, Bob, and Gary. And so what do you got for us?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about how we lose our constitution, how people lose their constitutional rights going from Pennsylvania to New York or from Ohio or from Vermont to New York. I don't know how they can do that. You know, you can't carry your gun into New York State if it's a handgun, but you can drive in. It baffles me how they can use states' rights, which doesn't exist. On constitutional rights, but they do it.
Well, they, as we have seen, Gary alluded to this earlier, we have a governor, and I think that she reflects the attitudes of a lot of state lawmakers and policymakers, that she's the supreme law of the land. She's shouldered aside guidance from the, you know, U.S. Supreme Court and from countless other people with valid arguments to make, it's all based on this leftist, emotionally based attitude that you know, anything that resembles a gun or is gun related is inherently evil unless it's in the hands of government. So what she wants is for government to have a monopoly on lethal force.
Well, again, you got the Attorney General whispering in her ear, like you said, and she's totally anti-gun. You got a governor that is the premier poster child for the unlawful, and then the lawful in New York State get punished.
Well, yeah, just look at. I mean, I hate to bring politics into this, but look what they're doing with Trump, where they are crucifying him, yet. These criminals, and especially like New York City, steal up to $1,000, you get a little appearance ticket, and see you later, have a nice day. Or you can beat up the police, no problem. And then they get on a bus and leave the state. Luckily, they were picked up in Arizona. But this state doesn't give a rat's you-know-what about honest citizens. They protect criminals, and they're doing that so they can make sure that they can control the rest of us, because we're going to, at some point, people are going to cry for protection. And what do? New York State, let's put the National Guard in the subways.
Yeah, let's militarize the state.
Yeah.
Well, they use the crime to justify the disarmament of the law-abiding gun owners. Kathy Hochul's has a couple quotes that she gave us right after the Supreme Court decision in Bruin 2 years ago. She said, "Today the Supreme Court struck down a New York law that limits who can carry concealed weapons. Does everyone understand what a concealed weapon means? That you have no forewarning that someone can hide a weapon on them and go into our subways, go into our grocery stores, like stores up in Buffalo, New York, where I'm from, go to school in Parkland or Uvalde. That is all based on emotion, not fact. They didn't overturn the concealed carry law. They just changed it so that you didn't have licensing offers that had a subjective criteria to deny somebody. It's a constitutional right. The Bill of Rights is not an a la carte menu. It applies to everybody. And if you're going to support it, you support the whole thing. And the people that are getting concealed carry licenses in this state are the most law-abiding group in the country. So as far as them carrying in a store and putting people at risk, there's no evidence for that. In fact, at one point she said she didn't need the statistics. She just, it was her responsibility to take care of, keep America, or keep New Yorkers safe. And then
on that note, as you know, down in New York City, they arrested a whole mess of Colombians, I guess it was. They had guns already. They had drugs. And it's been swept under the rug. You don't hear anything about it. All right. But where did they get their background check for their firearms? Did they have a New York State pistol permit or a New York City pistol permit?
Oh, come on. No, you sold it to them. We know.
Yeah, well, we had six murders in Rochester this past weekend, and let's see, how were they? There was one stabbing. How many of those were stabbings, Gary? Do you remember? I'd have to look at the news.
I think only one fatal one was knife violence.
Yeah, I think it was. And you know that the perps in these crimes, only one of whom is in custody, were using illegal handguns. Of course, they were.
Well, here in Syracuse, every time, you know, we're having a lot more shootings, and it's always gun violence. They use the word gun violence, and they emphasize it. That's because they want to embed it into your mind. It's not criminal action, criminal misuse of a firearm. It's gun violence, which I think is the biggest misnomer in the world.
Well, it's auditorium tested. I'm sure that they did a focus group on what phraseology is most alarming and most supportive of the leftist cause, and they've concocted gun violence out of it.
Well, I mean, they've done this for years. They've co-opted the language so that, you know, up means down, black means white.
Killing babies is women's health.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they've changed the language
for 9 months
to suit them.
Well, what'd you say, Mike? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You didn't make your mind up until the ninth month last day.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, you had choice when you had unprotected sex. That's the moment of choice for you. And once you have another human being growing inside of you, that human being has regard as well, Gary.
No, I was just going to say that they've used that language, you know, look at assault weapon. There's no such thing. They can't define it. But they use these terms, and a lot of this comes out of the same organizations like Everytown. You know, they even named their own, I guess you'd call it, well, they call it the Gun Violence Archive. It's a place that compiles statistics, but they manipulate the statistics. The best example recently was when they started telling everybody that the leading cause of death among children was firearms, you know, criminal misuse of firearms. So when you looked into it, they had raised the standard or the age limit up to 19, and that took in all of the gang activity.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you got to really watch them. And the problem is that people like our local news stations, they will consult with somebody that's using Brady statistics, and then they'll put that out on the air, and they just perpetuate all the myths that they use because they don't have facts.
That's because people watch the alphabet networks, and they listen to what they say and say, oh, my God, this is bad. And they always put it out there as, oh, my God, guns are bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at the ATF now under Biden, they want to make receivers and actions as firearms now, not as parts, but as firearms. I mean, anything that has a number on it, you have to background check. So I don't know why they have to change this to make it a firearm. I don't know what they get out of it besides More, it's the same amount of paperwork.
Just more control.
It's another level of bureaucracy and control they can put on it. And it also, it won't make a lot of difference in paperwork, but I'm sure they have to hire more people.
I think what they're trying to do is eliminate the 80%.
Well, they are, for sure. Okay. They're suing every one of those companies that are involved in that market.
Yeah. And then they want to get rid of the 3D printer for firearms.
Yeah, it was even proposed that they'd have to have a background check in New York to buy a 3D printer after they found out you could make guns on them.
Yep.
I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but
have to have a background check to buy plumbing supplies soon.
Background check to buy Bang Bang shrimp.
Yep. The other one you got to look at is between Cuomo and Hochul. Why is gun violence? I shouldn't use the term. Why is firearms in incidents gone up? They haven't gone down with all the new laws. Gone up.
But crime's gone down. That's what they're telling us.
Because they let them back on the street. Once you're not guilty of a crime unless you get prosecuted.
Well, that's what they're doing. You just put your finger on it, Mike. They're cooking the books. I just want to remind everybody we are now ahead of last year in homicides. Year to date, we've got 21. Last year on this date, we had 18. By the time you hear this show, I don't know, it could be 30 at the rate they're going.
Yeah. They had another kid
find a homicide now.
Kid murdered here in Syracuse just a day ago, I think, 1 or 2 days ago.
Yeah, you had a bad weekend, too.
Everything they keep telling you that they're making you safer is making you more susceptible to getting hurt.
You'll notice that they don't say they're making you safer, though, Mike. They say they want you to feel safer. And I would rather be safer.
That's a great point.
It's just another way that they manipulate the language, and you see it regularly.
Right. That's what they do say. There's no question about it.
You're going to feel safer.
Well, they're also changing the definition of some of the crimes so that it makes it look like the crime statistics are lower.
Right.
Yeah, you remember, like you just said a minute ago, you can shoplift up to $999, and it's not a crime.
It's a misdemeanor. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that means that you got a storefront, and every day somebody comes in and steals $999 worth of stuff. Well, by the end of the week, you're out of business.
Yep.
Well, that explains all the empty storefronts across the country right now.
New York City, I think, has over 10% of the stores are vacant now because they've left because of the crime and everything else going on there, and it's getting worse.
Yeah, the real ticking time bomb in New York City is commercial real estate, and not just necessarily retail, but all these high-rise buildings that are empty.
Yep.
New York City is bleeding money, bleeding it. And the more they prosecute Trump, the worse it gets. I mean, the Steamfitters Union come out 3-1 in Trump's favor.
Yeah, that's the rank and file, and that's the problem. Organized labor in this country may be still in lockstep with the leftists, but boy, the rank and file have had their fill of it.
I think it's hilarious that the head of the UAW endorses Biden when his membership, a third of it, a minimum of a third of it, is going to lose their job.
Yeah, UAW, I mean, Biden's in favor of all these EVs. It takes, I think, last statistic I saw, it takes 29% of the man hours to build an EV versus an internal combustion vehicle.
It's going to get worse because they're increasing automation for a lot of this stuff, too.
Yep.
Yeah, and remember, this summer they're going to say, use less air conditioning because we want you to be able to charge your EV.
Yeah, well, they've got their work cut out for them because they got to sell these EVs first, and they are stacking up in the inventory lots. Nobody wants these things anymore. Now that we've had 3, 4, 5 years of experience with electric vehicles, the people who have them can't get rid of them fast enough.
Well, it wouldn't be that bad, except they're $50,000, $100,000 cars.
And that's another reason they didn't want them.
Afford that.
Who can buy them?
The biggest reason not to buy one, the biggest reason is, let's say go on a low one, you spend $50,000 on his EV. 6 to 7 years down the road, it's absolutely worthless.
Yeah, that's what they're finding out is they take the car and they've got the 3 years on their EV. Thing's got, 45,000, 50,000 miles on it. They go in and the blue book says it's worth, $30,000, let's just say. And the dealer says, we're going to allow you $12,000 in trade on it.
Yep.
And the reason being that the 60% of the life is out of the battery, so that means that which is going to cost. They're now finding $25,000 to replace those batteries. So you just
anywhere from 13 to 25, if not more. It's unbelievable. But again, it's the same thing. Is they throw everything, push everything down your throat. They'll tell you how evil gun owners are because they're conservative. There's a lot of Democrats that are gun owners, right? But they don't. They always follow the left.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think the people of Jewish faith will remember what Biden's doing to them right now?
Some of them will.
Yeah.
He's losing everybody.
It's getting worse, especially with these protests at the campuses. That they're just allowing them to do what they want to do, and they're losing a lot of support.
Sure they are. They hardly ever mention when they interview one of these protesters, do you remember what you did to the Jewish people on October 7th, and you are mad now because they're being supported?
Well, they're trying to justify that now, Mike. They're saying that, they're two different attacks. One is that it was all generated by AI, all the images, and it never happened, like the Holocaust deniers.
That's it.
But then the other thing is they just say that, they're oppressed and the Israelis are the oppressors and they're justified in what they're doing. And then there's a whole group of them that are either paid or they just have no clue why they're even out there other than somebody said, let's go to a rally.
They want to know what's going on. It's the ones that they recruit that don't know they're one from one end from the other.
It's also the non-college student that's on campus
really
pushing the rioting.
Well, it's a repeat of 2020.
Yep.
Just different actors this time. Same actors, different names.
All brought in by George Soros and his furry friends.
Senator Soros, Bill Gates now, is they found out, it's donated. It's a tragedy what's going on here. And they're going to do it. And truthfully, what are they going to do when they have the Chicago convention? What are they going to do? The people are asking for permits. You think they're going to have a permit when they all show up and start marching on them?
It's going to be amusing.
Yeah, but by the way, I know if you caught this, speaking of Chicago, the Chicago Teachers Union has issued a demand. They want $50 billion in wage increases.
Yes.
Now, just so you understand, $50 billion is about the equivalent of the entire city budget of the city of Chicago.
Again, socialists know how to fill their own pockets. They're going to say, we need this to be able to teach your kids. I think here in my town that they pay $25,000 or $27,000 a year per student.
Yep, same here.
Tell me what, and they're not coming out any smarter.
Oh no, they're not. They basically have the test scores of a seventh grader, if that. We're going to run out of time here before too long, Mike. Mike Mastrogiovanni from GOANY with us here on the program today. You want to tell us about what GOA is up to? Got any news
we're
for
still
us?
Fighting everything that the governor, the wonderful honorable Governor Hochul, put out against us. The Supreme Court's going to hear it. And I think she's in for a big surprise. But again, she won't do what the Supreme Court says. And I don't understand that either. You get a Supreme Court ruling in your favor, and then the person that committed the problem says, we ain't changing nothing.
Well, she changed something. She made it worse.
Yeah. And yeah, but I'm just saying this. How do you do that? Biden with the student loan forgiveness. I'm sorry. Should I pay for my neighbor's new Harley?
Absolutely.
Not unless I'm living next door to you.
Right, exactly.
We need to pay for everyone's scholarship for women's studies, basket weaving, and liberal arts that get them nowhere.
Well, I saw a lawn sign. Being out and about over the weekend, I saw a lawn sign that kind of encapsulates this very nicely. And it was, had enough, vote GOP this fall. And that is the takeaway from all of these situations, from the border to inflation to trampling on our gun rights to the radical transgender movement to men playing women's sports and on and on and on.
We could
go on to our 65th minute here on this 1 hour show.
It's sickening how they continually to trash the conservatives in this country that literally stand up for the Constitution, which the left hates.
Common sense has become illegal.
That's very true. Mike, we're just about out of time. Thank you for joining
you
us.
Guys.
And you're with GOA New York.
Tell folks how to join GOA.
Yeah.
Go online, and I tell you right now, it's going to slip my mind. GOANewYork.com, I think.
GOANYS.com.
Right. That's
like
right.
New York State, folks. GOANYS.com.
Yes. Okay. And join. You know, we need money to fight these lawsuits. It's awful, but if the socialists are winning because they know how much it costs to defend your rights.
Absolutely.
Just mention here quickly that the recertification program is being weaponized against us now, too. That's the last one we're getting involved in. That's down in the Hudson Valley right now, but they've been ordered to take it statewide. So check your recertification status, and if you are expired, recertify immediately online.
Absolutely.
They're also going after the instructors for the pistol permits.
Yeah.
One county won't accept an active sheriff's outline because it doesn't have enough information. He goes, "You want me to send you a complete video of it or what?" They're playing their games.
They're playing their games, absolutely. Mike, thank you so much. We're out of time. We'll pick this up the next time.
Godspeed. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate everything you do. Do you have a copy for Jerome's for Northside Salvage?
I'd like to mention Jerome's Auto Repair. They're on Atlantic Avenue. Check them out. Great place for auto repairs. Mention that you heard about them on the show. And also Northside Salvage. Folks, if you need tires, batteries, parts, great place for it. Reasonable prices. A lot cheaper than you would to buy something new. Absolutely. And, of course, Venuto Wood-Fired Pizza and Pasta on East Avenue. Stop on in. They're 318 East Avenue. And tell them that you heard about them on the show. Until next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Take care. God bless. Keep your powder dry. And yeehaw!